Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Eduardo Coleman Report is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Interstate Batteries, every battery for every need. By Health and Hospitals, NYC Test and Trace Corps. Testing is free. Call 311 to find a site near you. Well, Eddie, I remember that game in September against Washington where they blew that lead, and the next day they came out and they won the game, so you can't say that this will be a lingering effect with the players, but boy, does it put a sour taste in the fans' mouth, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, you can expect that. I think I've seen this movie before. Three bullpen meltdowns in eight games, that's not a good percentage when you're playing 60, that's for sure. So if this keeps up, it's going to be either a long or a short season, one way. Yeah, look at it either way, I guess. That wasn't pretty last night, that's for sure. And I guess it was the perfect storm as well when you see Travis d'Arnaud have the game-winning hit in the gap in right center. That, I guess, you know, added a little pain to the misery, put it that way.
Rubbing salt in the wound, as they used to say.
Yeah.
That's what it was. And you know, you could see he was really motivated. I mean, he stole second. He's not a base stealer. He was going to steal third. You know, he tried to steal third. So he really wanted to stick it to the Mets, and it wound up working in his case.
Yeah, well, you know, listen, you know, Travis has talent. It never, you know, outside of the 2015 year when he got red hot down the stretch and certainly helped things. Injuries had a lot to do with that here. But, you know, it's interesting, Rich, when you look at the teams that picked up Travis d'Arnaud after he was let go, the Dodgers were one and Tampa Bay was another. I think that probably tells you something, that people believe there's talent there. And now he's with Atlanta, and he's seems to be doing fine down there. After last night, yeah. It seemed to work too. So you know, there is talent there. You know, if Travis can stay healthy, obviously he's a very good offensive catcher, and he's gotten a little better defensively as time has gone on too.
Well, that's the thing with him. I mean, I think the Mets were trying to give him a chance, and they thought, okay, coming back from Tommy John. But they didn't really give him much of a chance. It was, what,
right.
two and a half
You're
weeks
right.
or so, and they let him go.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they maybe should have tried to keep him around a little bit longer to see how he did. But it's a tough second guess because, you're right, he was injury-plagued throughout his career. It was one thing after another, and you thought,
right.
you know, if the guy could stay healthy, he'd be a good player, but he couldn't stay healthy. So, you know, what are you going to do there?
But. No, absolutely, absolutely. It doesn't solve their problems now, that's for sure. And they have to solve the bullpen problems, or there's going to be a lot more problems. So it's been frustrating for Luis Rojas, to say the least. You know, Diaz spoke before the game last night and talked about his, you know, the 5 days off. And again, he did. It was 5 days between appearances. But, you know, Diaz right now probably is best served in you know, less strenuous situations, let's put it that way, until he can get back on track. I still believe there's something there, and they do too, and we'll see. I don't think it's a lost cause, but you know, when you look at the back of the bullpen for the Mets, you've got Diaz, you have Betances, you have Familia, you have Lugo as well. If you want to look at Lugo as more or less as a specialist kind of guy that may be an addition there, that's fine. But you need two of three or three of four, you know, to be pitching well for your bullpen to work, and that's not happening right now. Familia has probably been the the steadiest one thus far. I think Jurys has pitched fairly well. One of his appearances was, you know, semi shaky, but I think he's pitched well. Betances is still trying to, you know, work his way back. The velocity is probably not quite there. Whether that's throwing him off somewhat, I don't know. But, you know, the walks can't be happening for any of them, and that's been a problem. Even Lugo, when he came in last night, had a walk. Yeah, I think he got a tough call on a 1-0 pitch, but nonetheless, you know, you got to work through that and get it done, and he didn't get it done.
Well, I thought they had a lot of tough calls last night, even Porcello. You know, there's one call where he just, like, threw up his hands and said, wait a minute, I just struck the guy out, and you're telling him to go to first base. It was a strike, and it was very clearly a strike. So the umpire last night did not do a good job, but you can't blame the umpires. You got to, I think it was Lugo who said, look, we got to overcome that. You get a bad call, you get a bad call. That happens to everybody, and you got to play through it.
Yep. No, that's very true. You know, I even thought Sean Newcomb got squeezed a little bit on the Braves side, and it's something you have to deal with, and you've got to overcome that. And there's really no excuse. You know, I mean, you can talk about this, that, the other thing, this at bat. It was an 8-2 lead. You can't lose a game like that. I'm sorry. You know, this bullpen is. To me, it's not that bad, and you can blow a 6-run lead to the Braves last night, and you can't do that. It's a crushing loss. That's a bad loss, and there's no way to sugarcoat it, especially after some of the other ones that they've had early on. You know, they did not get the job done against the Red Sox team, which you know, clearly is depleted, and they had back-to-back tough losses at home after handling them easily in Boston, and then, you know, hit the road and have this one. So it's you know, they're spinning right now, and they've got to snap out of it.
Yeah, and you and I have talked about this before. The classic example of a bad team is when the pitchers are on, the hitters don't hit.
Yeah.
When the hitters are on, the pitchers don't pitch. And it's but that's what we've seen.
Yeah, absolutely, and we see it an awful lot with the Mets. You're absolutely right, and there aren't excuses that way either. You know, they with a 16-team playoff field, this team has enough talent to be a playoff team. All right, I think we realize that, and if they're not, then, you know, and again, it's 8 games, but everyone said, what was the one thing probably everybody said about this season? You got to get off to a good start. Okay, this is not a good start. Let's face it, not a good start. There are games left, and hopefully, you know, everyone for the most part can get to 60 with some of the problems that have been floating around baseball. But if you're going to get there and you're going to get to the playoffs, then this team should be there, and we'll see if they are.
Well, a couple rays of hope. Jimenez, I like. You know, he had that nice drag bunt. He's quick. I know he got picked off the first, after his first hit, but, you know, he's fast. I mean, he brings a lot to the table, and, you know, you can see him slotting in eventually either third or second base, and a pretty good defender as well.
Yeah, he can play. The kid can play, and they're trying to find spots for him, and I think that's great. You know, obviously they worked him in at the beginning as a defensive placement for Cano, but he has played second. He's played short. He's played third. Nice little bunt hit last night. Had another hit as well. You know, and he can drive the ball too as well. We've seen that. He drove the ball to center the other night, so he's got a little pop in that bat too. You know, Binghamton last year was kind of an anomaly. He struggled there, but then had a tremendous season short season in the Arizona Fall League, and that really, I guess, boosted his confidence. But he can play, and he's got a good glove, and you're right, he has speed too, so that helps. They will find spots for him to play, and they should. You know, the other guy that they probably have to find a place for is Dom Smith.
Dom,
I think he's going to be in the lineup, and Dom has got to get playing time. Rojas is much, you know, said that, and you have some righties coming up, and he'll probably be in there in one way, shape, or form here. He's got to get an at-bat. Probably should have had an at-bat the other night as a pinch hitter, but nonetheless, you know, they have to find spots for him.
Yeah, and, you know, J.D. Davis, home run, you know, is bat good, but that glove, not so good. And not just the drop fly ball, but the jump he's getting, the routes he's taking. He's just not a good outfielder. He's more of an infielder.
They're still challenged defensively. Left field, obviously, if Cespedes can't play there, and again, even if he could, he's, I think, going to be a little bit inhibited there. So, how much he's going to play, I have no idea at this point. Dom Smith's still learning it, but I think he's done a pretty good job out there in left. And even McNeil has had problems at third, although some of those errors, he has four errors in the seven games he's played at third. A lot of those, I think, are timing things, the clock in his head, so to speak. He's had to charge a lot of balls, and I think, Jeff will try to make that play. I think that'll come in time for him. In general, I think he's a better third baseman than what he's shown, but, again, he has the four errors thus far. They can be a shaky defensive team. They always have been. That's been a problem in the past, and it's still a bit of a problem now, too.
Well, I got a tough weekend ahead. I mean, Waka looked good the first time out. The kid looked good the first time out. They've got to build on that and, before they get to DeGrom. But, when they get to DeGrom, you can just count on six good innings and no runs scored for them.
It is kind of amazing. We were talking about that the other day with DeGrom. I don't know if he can win another Cy Young eventually this year or another year, but his win total may be a problem for him, in the long run, Hall of Fame-wise, because we've talked about that as well. He has, 66 wins as a starter. It's not his fault, that's for sure, but that certainly impedes him. But that's neither here nor there for this team. You're right, they have to pitch this weekend and get back on track. The offense showed some life last night. They did do better with runners in scoring position. They had some big hits, and again, had the 8-2 lead. They were awful in that regard in the two games against the Red Sox at Citi Field, and it cost them. They have to support that pitching. Waka has been, he's been a revelation to me. He's pitched very well, and that includes spring training, summer camp, and his first start, too. Peterson, you hope, can back up what he did, and they can get a couple before DeGrom, and that would certainly help, that's for sure. But hopefully the offense can sustain itself, too, and help the pitching a little bit.
And it sounds like Stroman is not too far away.
Yeah, I think he'd pitch now if he could. But the problem is those cuts off the mound, the quick cuts. And, he's a good fielder. We've seen that. He's been throwing a lot, and I think he's ready in that regard. I don't think he's that far away. It's probably sooner rather than later when – exactly, I don't know, though, at this point.
Diaz, back to him for a second. If there were minor leagues, you could see, okay, go down to Binghamton or Syracuse, pitch every day. Let's see if that's the problem. But it's going to be really hard to get him innings and pitching frequently when you can't really trust him. And he said, I think I have closer stuff. I think I can be a closer here or somewhere or wherever, I think is what he said. And that means to me that maybe this isn't going to be the eventual landing spot for him.
Yeah, I it's possible, Rich. I thought when he gave up the home run to Ozuna, I thought honestly that to me that was pitch selection more than anything. They've been trying to get him to get that slider working on the outside part of the plate, use the fastball. But, in that sense, he had struck out Ozuna the night before, in the ninth inning on a fastball away. And he went there again, backing up another fastball at the time. I thought he should have gone slider. I think Rojas felt the same way. But he went fastball again. Ozuna was looking for it. He's a veteran hitter. He knows what's coming. He said, I'm not going to get beat two games in a row on that. And he wasn't. He went the other way with the pitch and out of the ballpark, and that's it. Boom. All of a sudden, the pitch you selected is not the one that you should have, even though it wasn't a bad pitch. You heard him say that day, I think, that, I put it exactly where I wanted to. Well, so did Ozuna. So that's another part of it, too. It's thinking on the mound, and sometimes, I'm going to double up here. I'm going to go double slider instead of going with the fastball, and sometimes, the thinking process as well out there on the mound, your pitch selection and your sequence is just as important as where you put it and what your stuff is like too. So I think he has something to learn in that regard too.
Yeah. Real quick, the elephant in the room, the Marlins. Now we find that they were out partying at the hotel bar in Atlanta during that preseason weekend. I mean, with 21 people on that staff infected between players and staff, if I'm the commissioner, I just say, all right, guys, no team this year, no Marlins team. Now, I know that'd be hard to do. You got to adjust the schedule and do backflips, but that kind of behavior could sink the entire sport, and I would just say, okay, you're done. What do you?
It seems like most teams have adhered to, and the Mets have been very good with it. I know that, and I can't speak for the Yankees, but they seem to be as well. And I think most teams are adhering and trying their best to do it. You can't have it. You can't have a team like that in the midst of it. It probably makes sense because a lot of those guys, to me, probably don't even deserve to be in the majors at this point with the expanded roster and everything. So that's a problem. But I think everyone knew what was at stake going in. If you're going to finish this, you got to adhere to the protocols, and they didn't do it. I don't think baseball will go that route, but obviously, you know, Manfred sounded a warning shot last night to Tony Clark, so we'll see whether it's reinforced anyway, and hopefully it doesn't get too complicated where you I can't even keep up at this point where the schedules are and who's playing who at this point. So, you know, you get a couple of more teams in there involved in the same thing and have the same process, you're going to have a lot of trouble. And it will get shut down for sure.
Okay, Eddie. Well, hopefully we'll talk to you next week and there will be baseball.
That'd be nice. Let's hope, Rich. Okay. See you later.
Eddie Coleman on the Mets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.